The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Oh, the world is in a state of chassis after talking to Colin Brophy about immigrants and watching that Primetime Investigates documentary last night, which was deeply upsetting, even for hardened journalistic hearts like our own. It made for very difficult watching, and you wonder what the hell is going on. Who's running the show? And speaking of who's running the show, traffic, of course, is always in the news. And the latest measures in the Dublin City Transport Plan recently came into effect. Motorists say their commutes have increased in time, while cyclists and bus passengers feel that their routes have somewhat improved. So our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been out and about examining these new routes, and he's with me now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So are we talking about Weston Row, or where are we talking about?
Yes. So the latest change to traffic management is at the junction of Weston Row and Pier Street. A lot of movement around here, very close to Pier Street train station. There are hotels, hospitals, a fire station, and just after St. Andrew's Church is where this junction is. So there are funerals coming and going. The new traffic change, which came into effect 12 days ago, restricts private vehicles, including delivery vans and trucks, from turning left onto Pier Street from Weston Row. Now, what this has done has sped up movement for buses and taxis from that junction, but any of the streets to the right of that junction have naturally filled up with traffic spilling into these arteries, creating a lot of frustration for motorists.
Okay, I understand that the council has introduced the measures literally to prioritise the public transport. How much time has been added to the car commuter, and how much time has been shortened for the bus?
Yes, so I've been spending some time down around the area this week just to see our motorists abiding by the new rules and to check out my own commute times. Now, what I will say is that when you stand at the junction, you certainly wouldn't think there's a taxi shortage in Dublin, because they're all funneled into this one lane. It seems there are dozens after dozens of taxis coming one after another. And so to test the time, I travelled in from where I am out by Rathfarnham to Pier Street in the morning and evening. And I have to say the morning was worse. It took 45 minutes. Still not overly bad, but look, bad enough. The evening was better at 35 minutes, and that would be the average expected most days anyway for me. But along the canal is now just chocker block gridlock. And I know it's a bit away from this junction, but speaking with motorists, they've noticed knock-on effects on the nearby roads since the changes. I was sitting on the canal there in Portobello for 20 minutes yesterday to get a sense of what the changes have been like for those who drive through this area frequently. I met with road users who use a mix of different modes of transport.
It's just a disaster, really. Like, you're coming down Westland Road there after the Lincoln Place Hospital, the dental hospital, and you come down, you have to turn right as opposed to going left. It's knocking another 45 minutes to 50 minutes journey onto our normal commuting day. They're prioritising cyclists more than motorists, and they're not even using the bus cycle lanes, as you can see.
It's almost an hour onto your journey.
Yeah, that's on a daily basis.
Pier Street is a mess, to be honest. I am on a bike, but I come the other way, but I have driven down Pier Street and it's an absolute mess.
And on the bicycle, do you notice? Is it easier to get around?
On the bicycle, no, I don't notice, I've got to be honest, but I have driven down Pier Street and it is very, very difficult. It definitely has had an impact already, even though the, you know, schools are off now. It's definitely adding time to the journey, yeah, definitely.
As a cyclist and a driver,
stick to the bike is what I'd say on Pier Street. Don't get in the car.
Yeah, I obviously noticed a lot more traffic coming off Sandwich Street this morning, yeah. Huge amount of traffic coming around the corner there. But I mean, it all makes sense, right? They're clearing all the traffic out of the city centre, finding other ways around it, right?
People say that there's an improvement when you're on the bus now as well.
Absolutely, brilliant.
On the quays.
Ah, yeah, no, it's terrific. That's what it's all about, right? Got to keep the buses running. So everybody working together. So no more individuals driving around the city centre.
So as a motorist, you're supporting more cycleways, more busways?
Completely, because every motorist is a pedestrian, first and foremost.
We're much slower now. Probably adding 20 minutes, 30 minutes on getting out of the city now. I need to get back to Blanchardstown and it's a lot longer now it is.
Road users near Pier Street giving their reaction to this latest phase in the Dublin City Transport Plan. Now, before we carry on with this, Josh, just to be clear, you come down Weston Row and you would normally turn left into Pier Street in order to get across the bridge at Tara Street, Butt Bridge. But you still can use Pier Street, it would appear, by going straight across, then take a right, then take another right, and then you're back on Pier Street again and you can still go all the way up past the fire station.
You can continue on, or you can actually take a right off Weston Row as well now onto Pier Street.
Okay.
So you can take a right now as well.
Yeah, but you're right onto Pier Street. But then if you want to go back the other way, you do a U-turn or do right or whatever. In other words, the traffic, ordinary traffic, can still go up Pier Street. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, you just cannot. Ordinary private cars just cannot take a left.
No, but they can get, if they get to that junction going straight up Pier Street from further east, they can still traverse up.
Yeah, the maps of the restrictions haven't blocked that off yet, no.
God, because I thought you'd have to cross the Samuel Beckett Bridge. Anyway, this is just the latest change in a huge number of changes since last summer.
Yes, so last August is when the first phase came in, and I would have done something similar on your show, timing my route. Now, yesterday I drove along the quays, and again, just to give people an idea, and if they haven't been in Dublin City, what you have to do if you're in your own car, I was on Burkey, and instead of travelling straight along the river, you cross over O'Connell Bridge, onto O'Connell Street, and then take a left down Middle Abbey Street, and then come back over the bridge again. Now, I will say my maps on my phone have been updated, so that route does appear, but people are still chancing it. Some cut down around Dallier Street and then into Temple Bar and coming back out onto the quay, treating it as like a little rat run. And then the same goes for the latest measure at Pier Street. I witnessed several cars still taking the left turn, even with the City Council stewards trying to direct them otherwise. I saw plenty of private cars, one after another, do it in a row. We heard some mixed views from the public there, but to hear from someone working in the area, I called into the Pig and Heifer Cafe on Pier Street, where I met with co-owner Pedro da Silva. Pedro says there has been a noticeable increase of traffic.
At 7 in the morning, you'll see traffic all the way up to the Ringsend Bridge. We didn't see before. Maybe 8, 9 o'clock, you see a bit of traffic, but that was it. Now you see early traffic and evenings as well. Takes a lot longer to get out of this end of the city. Dublin has a knock-on effect. You sneeze one side of the city, you get a cold on the other side. You know, it has an effect. Maybe the buzz, the public service, they run smoother, maybe. But the traffic, the cars and suppliers in general, they're struggling. I know that. That one in there, those guys are giving out about it last week.
It's harder. Delivery truck.
Delivery truck, yeah, they're going to deliver to us. And
it's creating more challenges for deliveries, drop-offs.
Because, yeah, the dynamics of the area change. So they don't seem to be happy with it.
And as a business owner, if it's going to create a more friendly, safer environment for cyclists and pedestrians, do you think you will see increased footfall in the shop if there's fewer cars?
If it's fewer cars, it's hard to tell. You know, this area has increased massively the past 10, 15 years footfall, but it's not due to the restrictions on traffic or the cycle lanes. It's due to new companies opening in the river, in the lift in there, and the whole changes that happened there in the canal. It's early to tell if it's going to increase the football.
That's Pedro da Silva from the excellent Pig and Heifer Cafe. Now, Josh, are all business owners annoyed by this, or did you meet anyone who actually says these measures are great?
I did, Pat. So I called into a few businesses this week just to see a little over a week on what have they noticed. One owner said it hasn't affected him at all. Another guy said he's still able to receive his deliveries, but did believe there was more traffic being backed up now towards the Ringsend side. Another shop worker said all the changes are ruining this part of the city and Pier Street could become a no-go area. But Pat, one of the main reasons why this plan is being implemented is that Dublin City Council says 60% of general traffic in the city centre is not stopping, working or shopping, but is simply travelling through the city. And so, like, I suppose to create quicker, more attractive movement of public transport, these new traffic management systems, I suppose, are meant to allow this. There's a unique business that operates from this part of the city called Shuppa. It's a grocery delivery business, so customers can go online, order over 2,000 different products and they'll be delivered by bike. It was interesting to hear their perspective on these new routes. Joe works in Shuppa and says it's been a positive change for their riders.
We have a hub here and we have a hub up in Kimmage, and we deliver around about 5, 6, 7 kilometres from the hub, and we try aim to deliver your orders within 10 minutes.
So you're working in the area. What have you noticed since the new road layouts came into effect?
It's got a lot more busy, but I think that could be the case of just people haven't changed their ways yet. It's worked out for us cyclists because previously we'd have to go around the back and there was a lot of antisocial behaviour going on, and now it's much more improved because we can make the left turn. Previously there was nothing, it was a one-way road, and previously now you can make the left turn onto Pear Street, which works out a lot better for us. But I think for road users, they're not very happy about it altogether.
What were you encountering in terms of antisocial behaviour?
I mean, once a week nearly we were calling the guards about antisocial behaviour. We were getting all sorts of, like, cans, eggs. I've been hit by eggs a few times myself. Crowbars, like, everything. You can think of anything they can find on the street they're throwing at you. But I think it could be just from boredom.
The new road layouts have made it safer?
It's made it safer. There are some specific orders, especially going into Ringsend, Sandymount, where we'd have to... Previously, you'd have to go down Pier Street, whereas now we can kind of go the opposite way around Pier Street instead of going that way.
And it's made it easier as well. I suppose they can get to the destination even faster.
Even quicker, exactly that, and makes the job easier.
That's good for you guys.
Happy out, yeah.
And your customers.
Yeah, of course.
That's Joe from the grocery delivery service, Shuppa. Some of the texts coming in. I had a delivery on Bachelor's Walk and needed to get to Sandymount. 20 minutes drive took 50 because I had to go up O'Connell Street, around the rotunda, down Gardiner Street. Van and delivery drivers who keep the city going should be exempt, certainly between designated times. If you want to see how the new traffic restrictions have made, what difference they've made, just ask anyone commuting from the west of Dublin and they will tell you that a year on from the original traffic restrictions, people have stopped going into the city where possible. The city is slowly dying due to the traffic restrictions. So different views there. Now, what about those? It's all very well delivering from Shuppa by bike with your cargo bike or whatever it might be. What about those delivering by van or by truck?
Well, there's definitely a contrasting view there, Pat, compared to those on two wheels. If someone was able to cycle or even scoot and you're sitting there in your car every day not moving, it would definitely be tempting, I suppose, to consider getting up on a bike when you see the traffic. But look, obviously, that doesn't work for everyone. Just a flag for listeners, these new measures are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no changes to disabled bays, loading bays or taxi ranks. The City Council says the anticipated reduction in general traffic would allow for opportunities on these streets to be reimagined with better walking and cycling facilities. Dublin Bus told me that journey times on key corridors have improved. But to hear from a delivery driver who works in the area, I met with Ray, who was driving a sizeable enough truck, and he's not one bit happy about all the changes.
I've been on this route for about, say, a year and a half now. Everything was smooth. Even on a busy day, you can get busy here with the three-lane system. But it's gotten a lot worse since the new layout has been put in place, for sure. Just a lot more stress in the sense of, like, if you're looking over in that direction there at the moment, there's a couple of loading bays there, but they're not available at the moment. So me having to go past them and turn them back into that traffic, which is backed up as far as Mackin Street, it can delay it by a lot, you know, put a lot more stress on it. If there was a few more loading bays allocated for delivery drivers just like myself, then maybe we'd be slightly better. But it used to be a lot handier. I mean, we have customers on this road. We deliver to them every single day. It's been okay even coming down Westmoreland Street and being able to turn left, finding little spots like these, even though I'm illegally parked. But I'll be only here for a few minutes, you know.
Do the stewards, do they kind of restrict you? Do they stop you from going down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did the first few days when it happened. I knew a bit about it, but I did ignore it, not going to lie. And it turned in and one of them was taking pictures and all, you know. But I think he was just doing that to stop me from doing it again, you know.
How much time would you say it's added onto your journeys?
You're looking at easily another hour, for sure. Like, it's easier for a car, but for someone with a height restriction, it can be a lot harder on this. More stress, more delays, that's the bottom line.
The bottom line there. That's one of the many disappointed delivery drivers in Dublin. And we're going to keep an eye on how these traffic changes will affect the city. Interesting, the comments coming in. Let me see. God, there's so many people who were frustrated by this. I think I've read that one. I'm a resident of Pier Street. They're only shifting traffic to the side streets, but who cares about inner city residents? Another one says, we need to remove the vast majority of private cars from Dublin City. Hugh Mullen in Dublin says that. These new traffic changes in Dublin City are absolutely killing me. We used to live in Blackrock, recently moved to Drumcondra, but I still need to travel to the south side regularly. And honestly, it's become a nightmare. It feels like there are only two usable bridges left and they're constantly gridlocked. I've been driving in Dublin for over 20 years. I've never seen it this bad. It's beyond frustrating. I avoid the city like the plague now. Maybe that's what the council wants. Anyway, he goes on to say, last week I was stuck on Pier Street for nearly an hour. That is not normal. The council keeps saying they want to discourage through traffic. But where exactly am I supposed to go if I'm travelling from Drumcondra to Donnybrook? Am I meant to take the M50 for a 6 kilometre journey? The city's been strangled and it's making ordinary life harder for people who actually live and work here. Someone else suggests there should be some sort of permit system for businesses located in the city centre. The bus journey along the quays is as long as ever. Fewer cars, but the traffic lights are giving priority to north-south traffic. Red light after red light for west-east traffic. Half an hour to get along the quays from Houston to O'Connell Bridge. And you know the solution, they're strangling with bike lanes and bollards and parking all over the place in the middle of the road in some cases, when a tunnel from north-south, south-north, to get through traffic out of the city centre, traffic that has no business there. And you might say, take the M50. Take the M50 at rush hour. It's a car park too. So something needs to be done, something dramatic, rather than all of this tinkering.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.